Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You ready for Halloween, Keeps?
Oh, I've been ready for Halloween, Jones. I love a little Halloween. How's it going?
Or should I say...
Looking good?
Not Keith. It's,
no.
Which... Which,
I'm game day Bill Belichick.
Oh, game day,
yeah,
Bill
game
Belichick.
Day. I got the cutoff hoodie. I got the headset on. Look like you are commercial Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I'm Super Bowl Dunkings.
Dunkings Bill Belichick.
Yep. I got the Super Bowl rings, which are very hard to type with, actually, I'm realizing.
You can't do that with the rings, huh?
No.
You're not used to wearing all those rings. You got 8 rings on?
Well, no. I got the two that he actually deserves credit for. The rest are all Brady's rings. What are you back there,
Look
Bill?
At these guys.
I am Zoom meeting disheveled Belichick.
That's COVID Belichick back there. Disheveled Billy check. Crushed it this year. Look at that.
That is
the exact... I shudder to even call it a sweatshirt. It's the remains of a sweatshirt.
That is true to life.
That's like Billy bought that from Bill himself. Like, Bill auctioned that off. That is exactly what he wore.
Yeah.
That's great. And then Nick, also another game day Belichick. So nice. We have 4 Belichicks.
Yeah, we got Nick on there. Let's scroll
over to Nick.
Get Nick.
Nick's not... He's
just a cutoff hoodie.
He's not cutting the sleeves off for nothing, though.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of tattered. It kind of saved the sweatshirt, actually.
That's really good. So we got 2 game day Bills, Zoom COVID Bill, and Dunkin' Super Bowl commercial Bill.
Commercial
4
Bill.
Bills.
Yeah, how about that? It's like a De Niro party in here, but for Bill Belichick. Maybe we'll see Jordan later in the show. Who knows?
You never know.
You never
Tune
know who's
going to
stop
out.
By on Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. A fun show here, as always, as the Twitch chat has pointed out. I know. Well, you notice Nick has not. I don't ever remember Bill with a beard like that.
I'm not committing that much. I know you commit that much.
Well,
I'm not
doing that. Yeah. I shaved today, and my family's horrified. My son's never seen me without any facial hair. Not that I can really grow much.
Was he like shocked?
But he's like, I don't like it, Dad. He's like, I don't like what's going on.
Is that a haircut or is that just a different style of
different style of hair?
New style.
Yeah. I combed it slightly differently.
And then
tried
you
to match it
true
to life. And then I shaved my face.
Got it. And so now.
Which my family's not happy with. My
they don't wife care is, for that.
No, my wife.
She goes, ooh!
My wife is like,
I don't remember that.
Well, she normally does that. But she was a little more repulsed. But I
could you please leave the house a little faster?
Yeah, I think it's my chin.
You got a weak chin.
I haven't seen my chin in a while.
Yeah, it's a weak chin.
I think I have a weak chin under that beard.
I think that might be it.
So that's
the beard was
back.
High. Yeah. The beard was doing a lot of work for your face.
It was high. The weak chin is back. Yeah. I had forgotten I had such a weak chin.
You also, I like your headset. Looks like you actually work at Dunkin's at the drive-thru. You have one
like
of those headsets.
I want like a coaching headset going on.
Yeah. That's what I got. I look like I'm ready to coach a game on Sunday, Belichick. I got the hood. I got a great headset going.
You got the hood up, which makes you, I think that really makes it.
Yeah, the hood's up. I never had a cutoff sweatshirt brag, and I kind of like it. Cutting the sleeves off, get a little more room for the arms.
So that,
I've always had long sleeve sweatshirts.
So you're
like,
saying
I think most people,
not just a functional, or I'm sorry, not just a fashion statement from Bill, but also a very functional.
We have not given Bill enough credit, for the cutoff sweatshirt. It's amazing. Nobody was doing it before him.
No,
it's excellent. It might be the best thing he's given us.
It's like when Kramer stopped wearing underwear. He's just like I am loving every minute of it.
Nothing standing between me and you except for a thin layer of gabardine.
Yeah, this is great.
Nice. Okay. Well, happy Halloween out there. Wiggy, A+ this morning. Big time credit to President Trump and Wiggy, his outfit today.
Wiggy's always a tough act to follow on Halloween. Last year, he was Art the Clown, which was not as good for radio because Art the Clown doesn't talk. And so for several segments last year, he didn't talk.
You can make the case that a full-on face mask is not the greatest for radio.
He's done that twice.
Speaking. Yes.
All right, so I know it's not a Would You Rather Wednesday, but for the listener, would you rather Wiggy dress up as a silent character or do 4 hours of a Trump impression?
Yeah, weigh in.
The people are torn.
That's for you on the text line. 617-779-7937. No, the people are not torn on Billy, though. Billy, I think, is the hands down.
Billy crushed it.
Billy is crushing it.
Zoom
text,
Bill.
Text line loves it. Twitch chat loves it.
Bill was all of us that year in 2020 when he showed up on the Zoom call that way. You're like, oh, my God. Like, did they sneak up on him?
Get it together,
man. You know? People are going to see this.
We didn't realize.
It's not a teleconference.
We didn't realize where his life was slip sliding to.
It's true.
But at the time, we're like, get it together, would you?
That was the beginning
COVID,
of the end.
But get it together.
Like many people, that was the beginning of the end. 2020. But we're here now, a bunch of Belichicks, having a nice time. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Happy Halloween.
It looks like, knock on wood, the weather might be all right.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good out there today.
Happy about that.
Fingers crossed.
K-pop demon hunters tonight. They don't have to wear an umbrella or a slicker.
No, it's true. Fine. But it's not just Halloween here around these parts, Keith.
No.
It's Patriots Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to our pal Mike Onwenu in the 1 o'clock hour. It is also a Top 5 Friday, and because it's Halloween, we have a bonus top five for you today.
Two top fives.
We are going to hit you with a traditional Top 5 Friday Halloween candies.
Yeah, because last year we tiered Halloween candies, and it was a collective tiering. A
lot of controversy.
This is our individual top fives. So if you think Jones's sports takes are bad, wait to get a look at his candy takes. I can't wait to see these.
They're pretty one note. So I'm not going to lie. They're fairly one note.
All right, fair enough. I have a little variety. I don't want to tip my hand.
That's the spice of life. So
there's a little variety there.
So that's what we'll do at 10:45. At 11:45, because the Patriots are playing the Falcons this week, we're going to do top five birds.
Birds.
Pretty simple.
Falcon could be one of them.
Could be.
Might not be.
Not on mine.
Not on mine either. It's fast bird, though.
Yeah, real fast bird.
Fastest bird.
Well, the Peregrine Falcon.
Peregrine Falcon's
quite
the fastest bird.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give away all the keys, which we'll also do later today, but it is the fastest bird.
I saw that on the Wildcrats once, so I got to take that for
like
what
lightning
it's worth.
Speed.
Oh, real fast.
It's like 200 miles an hour or something insane. You're like, that doesn't seem safe for the bird.
All right, so that's Top 5 Friday with a bonus Top 5 for your birds and Halloween candies. It is also the Friday 4-pack. We'll do a 4-pack of questions. Patriots and Falcons coming up at 11:30. And what else we got? Oh, week in review.
Week in review. Oh, what a week it's been.
At 12:45. Yeah, so don't miss that. Let's start with the Bruins, though, Keith.
Bees.
Last night. Break up
the bees all of a sudden.
They've won 3 out of 4.
Yep.
Marco Sturm has started Corpy 2 straight games.
Oof.
And the Bruins have gotten 2 straight wins. I am
very plowed and priest.
I am, too.
Today's a good day to be plowed and priest.
Yeah, I'm plowed and priest with the Bruins. Let's start with the team before we get into a potential goalie controversy and what they do there. Did we sell them short when we said they should tank and gag for Gavin?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
They're not this good?
No.
It was the Sabres.
Yeah, it was the Sabres. And the game before that, who was it? It was another last place team, right? So, I mean, I still don't think they're great. But I don't think it was they don't play hard. Like, I think they're all trying. Like, it's not like a lack of effort. It's not like Sturm wasn't getting the most out of the talent. And we kind of clowned on Sturm for him being silent on the bench for his opening press conference and things like that.
Yeah, generally doing nothing. But he's been doing something the last couple
of
years.
But in reality, you could give them the greatest coach of all time, put him on the bench and be like, what are you going to do with that second, third, fourth line? What are you going to do with like the bottom defensive pair and the way the goalies were playing? Like, I don't know how much more he could do. But I'll tell you what, he's done something.
Yeah.
He's done something. So he's taken minus Lowry and he's like, all right, we don't need to see you for a little bit. We're going to sit you down. And he kind of gave us all warnings, too, that he might even do that, right? Like, there were a couple of post games in a row where Sturm was talking about, you got to buy in, You can't have guys that aren't invested, blah, blah, blah. Like, kind of giving us clues. And then all of a sudden, Lowry's benched. So he was clearly talking about him, at least him.
I was going to say, not just him.
Not just him. Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy Swayman hasn't played the last couple of games. And so 2 games ago, you were like, all right, maybe this is just the order of things. Swayman's still getting the bulk of the games. But it was an important game. Stern was like really excited with that win. Not last night. I mean, he was happy about last night, but I'm talking about the game before. And you're like, all right, well, that was with Corpusalo. So are you going to roll Corpusalo back out there? Or, yeah, he does. So, I mean, there's two things. So you have a young kid who they gave an extension to, and he's willing to sit him 10 games into the season. And then you have your goalie, which very well known, got a big extension last year, and is clearly your number one goalie, at least on paper and on salary and everything else. And he's like, you know what? We're going to kind of ride the hot hand here. We think Corpusalo can do it. So I give Sturm a lot of credit. I think early on, he's already had a chance to make a couple of big moves that maybe not every coach would make. And, you know, for these 2 games, they did it. As much as I want them to gag for Gavin, they don't. I mean, they're pros. They're trying to win every single game, obviously. And they've at least responded to a couple of big moves he's made.
Yeah, so back-to-back wins over Buffalo and the Islanders. They also beat Colorado in that stretch. That was a Swayman game. Winners of 3 out of 4. And it does feel like there's a full-blown goalie controversy. And look, I say Sturm does nothing. I'm with you. The last couple of games, he's done something. He said he wasn't getting buy-in. He sat down minus Lowry.
Uh-huh.
He's played Corpy the last 2 games. And the team has responded. So you can weigh in on that. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to discuss the Bees. We'll also get to the Patriots later on in the show here on A Patriots Friday. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, it's a good place to check out all the Halloween costumes and Halloween fun all day long here today. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Here's Marco Sturm after the game discussing the play of Corpy and who he's going to stick with or go to in net.
Corpy again. Here in the start, I thought that's why we went back to him or with him, and he showed it again today. Very, very, really good.
Would you consider going with a hot hand here and playing him for 3, 4, 5 in a row?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I gotta sleep and make my decision tomorrow. But start of the season, I would say no, just because we have so many games coming up, and we have actually the luxury to have two really, really good goaltenders. So I'm not sure yet.
Okay. That to me is we're sticking with Corpy. I just haven't told Swayman yet. I mean, that would be my translation of what he said there.
Well, I don't know.
I have to sleep on it and talk to Jeremy and let him know before I make a big public pronouncement we're sticking with Corpusalo. But
he's like, we have a lot of games and we have two good goalies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he maybe did need a little snooze on
so
it. You read that as it's going to be Corpy?
I think he's saying
they don't have a back-to-back for a long time.
No, I think it's the end of the month. I think it's right around Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, they have a long time where they're not going or don't need to go with two goalies.
I think
at
it's
least
Black Friday when the aliens might arrive.
Oh, yeah.
According to President Trump.
I did hear President Trump say
I think that Friday, Saturday, end of November, you're right.
So I just think the reason he went with, well, it's a lot of games, and well, we have two straight goalies, and I got to sleep on it. He doesn't want to announce it through the media. He wants to sit down with Jeremy Swayman, who, let's face it, probably needs to be sat down and delivered the message one-on-one. Like, I can't imagine how hard he'd take it if he found out
the
on social media.
Kid gloves.
Or, right, or through the media or whatever. So specifically that guy. I think most coaches want to talk to their players. I think specifically that guy, you got to talk to him. And so, yeah, I bet it's Corpy for their next game on Saturday. Is that when they play next? They play Carolina on Saturday. Yeah. I bet it's Corpy.
It should be. I'd keep going with Corpy. Why not?
Here's why not. Has he exactly been great?
No, but they're winning.
Okay, so right. They are winning.
They're winning.
But I don't think he's been great. Now, it was 37 saves last night. It was 33 the game before. But they were down 2-0 before you could blink in the Islanders game. And last night they had a 3-1 lead. And it came back on him. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's playing out of his mind. I don't think
he's not staying on his
head. I don't think he's playing poorly. But because they're winning, I also would stick with it. Yeah.
But I just wonder, do you run the risk of losing Swayman again?
Probably.
So that,
but he may already be lost.
Yeah, well, I know, but can you afford to do that early on? Like, last year it ended up being a lost season, and I think Swayman's a lot to blame. I do think the front office is also to blame, the way they dragged that out, and then the results were the results. This year, Swayman hasn't played great, obviously. He's had a couple good games, a few bad games in there. But if you just turn over to Corpusalo, is Swayman mentally strong enough? And forget about should he be or shouldn't he be.
No,
just,
he's not.
Right.
He's not.
To handle, oh, I'm not really the number one goalie anymore, he might be a puddle. I don't know if he responds well to that.
Okay, and I applauded the Swayman contract. I thought he would bounce back this year. He hasn't. It's early. And as we learned with maybe this Bruins team and definitely the Celtics, if you just want to stick with teams that are playing right now, like the Celtics looked horrible for three games. They've won their last two. It's like, okay, it feels like they've righted the ship. It's early. People can turn things around. They can right the ship. Drake May looked horrible week one against the Raiders. Now he's the MVP of the league. So I wouldn't want to overreact to it, but I'd also say, I don't know, we're enough games into the year where I don't just want to keep rolling him out there and hoping it'll fix him. Let's see if he responds. If he doesn't, maybe you'll lose him. But honestly, they might have lost him last offseason. You might never get him back, Keith. Like, I think that's a real fear.
What was that tournament he won and everybody was all excited about?
Oh.
He won some tournament.
Yeah, the Worlds.
Right. Yeah, was it Worlds?
Yeah,
he played really well, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, we got a new Swayman.
It's against everybody's backups who aren't in the playoffs. I mean, that's what the Worlds are.
He won that.
Yeah, he did.
People thought that might carry over into the season, and for two games, maybe it did, and then that was kind of it.
So,
that kind of ran its course.
I think you stick with it if you're Marco Sturm, and I think he's going to stick with it. And I think that was his way of saying it last night, but I guess we'll see if we get any info here today on Jones and Keefe. I also, I guess I kind of half like what went down last night. You lose Elias Lindholm, and the Bruins thought it was a dirty hit, knee on knee, from Greenway. I didn't necessarily see it that way, but they felt that way. Zadorov was all fired up on the bench. So I like the fire, and I like the guys wanting to respond. But then I kind of thought Zadorov was going to go out there and get his pound of flesh.
No.
So that didn't really happen. So no. It was a lot of woofing.
He leaves you wanting more.
A lot of talking.
Yeah.
But they didn't really have their guys back. So I didn't quite know how to feel about that one. But I liked all the chirping. I liked all the talking about it on the bench. And I do think they're going to miss Elias Lindholm, who's been pretty good here to start the year. He's got four power play goals.
That's tough because they don't have a ton of talent overall, right? And that's one guy that there's been highs and lows with him. There were moments last year where you're like, oh, it's a great signing. Then there are other moments where you didn't even know he was on the ice. He would just kind of disappear. So now you're saying, all right, if you take him off the team, like as much as they might – the chemistry might be good, and like everyone's trying their best, but it's like at some point the talent is going to win out. And if you remove him from the equation, now you have even less of it out there.
Good text here at 617-779-7937. Guys, I love how the coach who sleeps for three periods every game needs one more rest to decide on his goalie. It's a good point. How many sleeps does that guy need?
He needs one more sleep.
So what should the Bruins do in net? Are you done with Jeremy Swayman? Is it Corpy time? Is it a goalie controversy? And furthermore, did we sell the Bruins short in that six-game losing streak? They bounced back. They've won three out of four. They've won two in a row. Good win last night against, admittedly, a bad Sabres team, or a fun win last night. It's maybe what we should call it. Who's Nut Dean off there got the winner, which I was
huge.
Very excited for.
Very exciting.
Big time. So you guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. Again, you can do that all day long. That's your phone number. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. And watch along today on Twitch and YouTube, to have all the Halloween fun. Subscribe to WEEI or watch twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We will get to a top five Friday coming up.
What's this guy in the chat talking about?
What?
I'm not a fraud. He goes, you just pushed the sleeves up. You didn't cut them off. I cut the sleeves off.
Those are cuts. You and Nick cut your sleeves. Those are cut sleeves.
These are cut sleeves.
I cut facial hair off my face.
That's too much of a commitment.
These don't know what the people want.
These are committed costumes.
I'd rather ruin a sweatshirt than do that.
These are Bill Belichick looks. I don't know what people want.
Yeah.
This is Bill Belichick.
This is how Bill looks.
Yeah.
Now, I did.
Whether you like it or not, this is what he looks like.
No, again, it's a De Niro party with Bill Belichick.
These are all,
what this is. We're all different versions of
neighbors.
Bill Belichick on the show here today. And again, TBD, if and when we see Jordan here today. We'll get to the Patriots coming up. Billy, with all the latest here in trending, do you have any concerns with the Falcons this weekend at Gillette? We'll get to that right after trending.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Bruins are winners of back-to-back games after last night's 4-3 overtime win against the Buffalo Sabres at the TD Garden. At 2:53 left in OT, Murat Huznadinov netted the game winner for the Bees. Bruins are back on the ice tomorrow afternoon to host the Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 1 o'clock. Tonight, the Boston Celtics are in Philadelphia to play the 76ers. The Seas are looking to make it 3 wins in a row. Tonight is also a group stage matchup in the NBA Cup tournament. Tip-off at the Xfinity Mobile Arena is at 7 o'clock. On Thursday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Miami Dolphins 28-6. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, running back Ramondre Stevenson once again did not participate due to a toe injury. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30 ahead of Sunday's matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium on Sunday is at 1 o'clock. Tonight is Game 6 of the World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays lead the series 3-2. Yoshinobu Yamamoto takes the mound for the Dodgers against the Jays' Kevin Gausman. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7. ESPN's coverage begins at 7 o'clock, and first pitch from Rogers Center is at 8 o'clock. Last night, Boston College fell 4-3 to Northeastern. Both teams are back on the ice tonight. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Pre-game begins at 6:45, and puck drop from Matthews Arena is at 7. And Boston College football hosts number 12 Notre Dame tomorrow afternoon. This game can be heard right here on 93.7. Pre-game coverage begins at 3 o'clock, and kickoff from Alumni Stadium is at 3:30. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Happy Halloween from this show on Patriots Friday, and as is always the case, Mr. Halloween around these parts, Jermaine Wiggins, dressed as our president, Donald Trump. By the way, I love the dichotomy of man or dichotomy of listener on the Subaru of New England text line. Have you been following along this morning, Sean?
I have not, Greg. Fill me in.
508 texter, Wiggy is radio gold today. 413
texter. You need Wiggy in costume as Donald Trump every morning on the show. 617 texter. Please make it stop. This is why your show is failing. Blah, 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 blah. There's 800 options that one can listen to on the radio. So if you don't appreciate Wiggy's love of Halloween and his absolute passion for dressing up every year, then you may be able to find another radio program.
Aren't you fascinated by that? It's Halloween.
Yes, it is.
It's 7 a.m.
Yes, it is.
It's Friday. You're driving to work, and you could listen to 600 things with one press of your thumb.
Correct.
And you're listening to a show that you don't like, and then you text that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just 7937, it's 617-7797. It's a lot of numbers to put in there to text. And then you write that. Yeah. It is just a bizarre behavior.
Well, I would say there are a lot of options out there. But this is a great option. And that one person that's a little bit upset, you know, I think it just takes you some time. Keep listening.
Right, correct.
Because,
give
you know,
a try.
I will impact some wisdom on the listeners. Right.
In part, but that's okay.
Yeah, in part, you know, words.
Yeah.
Not my specialty.
And you like word salad.
I am about actions.
Right.
Remember that? Actions over words.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sooner or later, I know that person's like, okay, this is like 6-7. But by the end of the show, you're going to be like, oh,
nine,
my
ten.
God.
9-10. You're going to be 9-10. 9-10.
I like 9-10.
You like 9-10.
Executive order. We are now putting that in the Urban is Webster Dictionary.
Yep.
Right.
Urban Dictionary.
That's
you can put it in both.
Yes,
right?
We'll put it in both.
Yeah.
Good point.
When it is great, we are calling that 9-10. Thank you.
Oh, God. I'll tell you. All right. We're going to talk to Robert Spillane at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday.
Great name, too. Spillane.
You like that name?
Love that name.
Okay. Right now, though, this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and their staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, call Ketch's today. What is up first this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your New England Patriots. Marcus Jones was in the locker room, spoke to some media yesterday, and talked about the contract extension and what it means to him. Here was Marcus Jones.
Yeah, it means a lot. Like I said, I was drafted here, so, you know, that was something that I loved. And then also, you know, them valuing me, you know, as a captain and also being a player on this team. And then also, you know, doing a lot of things in the community and stuff like that.
I heard Jones talking about this deal the other day and suggesting that you didn't need to give him that much money. Now, I don't know how you feel about that. You have $60 million in cap space, so I'm, you know, it doesn't necessarily concern me.
I mean, I think when you look at what he's been able to do, whether it's defensively, special teams wise, I know they don't really use him on offense no more. But, I mean, he's well-deserved of the money that you gave him. And what you give him, what, $30 million or something like that? So it wasn't like you gave him a ton of money, but it's a good enough money for a player that is buying in. And I think that's smart of them to do. Stop paying guys, especially ones that are going to help your team.
And the buy-in is big. Like the buy-in to Mike Vrabel, the buy-in to the, you know, to the whole entire vibe down there. I think you're right about that. I think it's worth paying those guys.
It's a reward, too, right? Like, as a guy who bought in, you didn't have to fight with the organization over pennies. It's like, yeah, we're just going to give you the contract. Now we'll call it a day, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stress about it. Like, we want you here. You want to be here. Everybody wins.
At a bare minimum, can't we all agree that Vrabel read the guys that they should get rid of properly?
Yeah. Kind of nailed it.
It. Like, you can't have done a better job than he did.
No, you're right about
like,
that.
Like the guys, the new, you know, the new guys they brought in, the guy that'll be joining us in 20 minutes, explain like leaders, and they got rid of people that for whatever reason weren't a match.
As soon as he landed in San Francisco, Keon White was like, "Yeah, I was pretty upset I wasn't getting more snaps in New England."
Yeah,
like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, No, I mean, I think anybody who had, you know, I guess I'll call it attitude or holdover, you know, animosity toward the organization or whatever is gone. And so, and he's got his guys. And he brought in veteran guys also. Like, you can't overlook, and you probably have to give Elliot Wolf some credit as well.
Yeah.
Like, the. But Milton Williams or you name it, you know, the veterans that he brought in certainly have set the tone in that locker room, I think.
The most important thing to success is buy-in.
Yeah, you got to get the buy-in. Me. Yeah, you got to get the buy-in.
You know, I've been successful my whole life.
Yes,
and the reason why is because I bought
you
in.
The buy-in. Yeah,
yes,
you
and if you buy in, huge things will happen.
If you buy in, you win. Take that one, Mr.
That's
Trump.
What you're seeing right now. I like that. I'm going to steal that from my campaign slogan.
It's even like guys, though, that he's kept, like Christian Barmore coming off a game where clearly something happened and they've moved on. Like when he was asked about it this week, Barmore's like, Vrabel's my guy immediately.
Yeah.
There's no animosity after something like that. Like I think that he gets everybody to understand that he's the head coach. They are under him. He is going to do everything for them, but he expects everything out of them as well.
So do you need an explanation on what happened with Barmore? They were kind of peppering him about that yesterday.
No.
And he's not going to tell you what happened. And do fans need an explanation on it? I don't.
They won that game. Now he's focused on the Falcons. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of the guys that has kind of grown the most for this franchise is Kayshon Booty. Has now been under, this is his third coaching regime that he is now under, and he's finally having a lot of success. And in large part, that's because he's playing with a guy in Drake May who has a ton of confidence in him. Here was Drake May talking about Kayshon Booty.
Yeah, I think you keep throwing to a guy and he keeps making plays. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, it's not really, you know, any more difficult than that. I remember, you know, throwing to one scout team, you know, last year in the first couple of weeks I played it. And then just, you know, from there, and shoot, I think I hit a go ball on Gonzo when I first practiced here in training camp with Booty, you know, my rookie year. You just remember things of throwing, you know, deep throws and, you know, seeing him come up on the right side of it, and it just makes you want to, you know, keep going back to it. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Kayshon Booty has been spectacular. He has been spectacular since day one.
Yes, you know,
well, day one of this year, because I think a lot of people, when we talked about Kayshon Booty, were like, is this guy even going to make the team?
Right.
I believe there was a point in time training camp where he might have been on his way out.
Yes, there was.
And he has done an amazing job.
Well, listen, you have the luxury here with your quarterback of the normal discussion not being necessary, which the normal discussion is, you got to get this guy a weapon to make him better. In this particular case so far, it is the quarterback that is making the others better.
He elevated him. That's what we talk about with the quarterback. He was able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just need a guy you can trust. Drake May is putting his deep balls on an absolute dime. Booty gets any form of separation one-on-one. Drake May is going to give him a chance to make a play, and almost every single time this year, Booty is making a play. Whether it's a contested catch or an over-the-shoulder catch, he's making it.
Well, certainly that throw in the end zone last week was extraordinary. And I'm sure you've watched the some of the film on it with Josh McDaniels. You give him any credit for that at all?
I mean, Greg, did you see the throw? Mark Schlereth almost exploded on the broadcast of the throw.
Did you hear Josh McDaniels talking about the setup?
Yeah, setting up that route.
Setting up the route?
Yeah, it's not like he was wide open. Drake put it on an absolute dime.
Well, he had a sell him inside.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. No, he's strong. He's going to die on this hill.
Josh said, thank you for having the patience. We had to set that up, and then you ended up with a touchdown. That's essentially what he was saying.
Yeah, that's great. Drake May put that in the bucket. There's like five quarterbacks that make that throw.
And you knew this guy was destined for greatness with a name like Booty.
Yes.
Love Booty?
Yes. Yeah.
I know I do.
You love Booty?
I am a huge Booty fan of Booty.
You love Booty, Mr. President.
I do love Booty.
You're a big ass guy.
He looks so good out there, Booty. I mean, I would just want to watch Booty all day long.
All right, anything else? Anything else, Sean?
Your Boston Bruins got a win last night, and in net was you and Courtney's guy, Corpy. And after the game, Marco Sturm was asked about the possibility of starting Corpy if he's hot, you know, three, four, five games in a row. Here was Marco.
Would you consider going with a hot hand here and playing him for 3, 4, 5 in a row?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I gotta sleep and make my decision tomorrow. But start of the season, I would say no, just because we have so many games coming up, and we have actually the luxury to have two really, really good goaltenders. So I'm not sure yet.
You don't know?
It's not a no.
You got a hot goaltender, then ride,
play him.
Ride the hot goaltender.
Yeah.
I mean,
he stood on his head.
They're afraid of offending Jeremy Swayman or whatever? I mean,
I don't know. You play him, and then maybe if he plays that great, then maybe you move on from Swayman. You know what I mean? But I think he's a guy that you have to kind of see what he looks like, you know, consecutive games. And he made some great saves, but what about the defense in front of him? You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. That's it, Chime?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That is They Said It. It's a Patriots Friday coming up, Robert Spillane, and then the news with Courtney at 7:45. And that includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and what happened when a bunch of nudists showed up at the nude beach and it was closed, which was not copacetic.
And Greg didn't sell the mugshots enough. Like, you got to watch the mugshots.
Yeah. The mugshots are exactly what you would expect.
Yep.
When it comes to the nude beachgoer in the anything goes state. So
the age range is shocking, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Copacetic.
There's a lot of things that are shocking.
There are.
When it comes to the mugshots. So we will get to those on Twitch or on YouTube during the news. I can't tell. You want to say something, Mr. President?
No, I'm just, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
You know, I like to make a lot of facial expressions.
Yes, he's animated.
Sometimes the face, without saying anything, is more powerful than when actually you open your mouth.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, something you, I picked
I think,
up.
I think there are very some well who would prefer that you never open your mouth, Mr.
Well,
President.
I mean, if I did that, then we would not have this great country.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
How can I make America... America, I like to call it.
Yes.
Some people use the A, but I like to take the A off it.
Right.
America, great again.
Right. You are making it great again. I mean, you're making this radio show great.
No, I'm just doing my part.
Appreciate that.
This show has been around for a long, long time.
Yes, it has.
Well before I am.
Yes.
It'll be well after I'm gone.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Bruins get a win in overtime, 4-3. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 37 saves in the win. That's 6 straight games with a goal for Morgan Geekie and back-to-back games with 2 points for David Pastrnak. Elias Lindholm did leave with a lower body injury midway through the second period after colliding with Sabres' Jordan Greenway. Ty Anderson reported that the Bruins will reevaluate this morning, but as of last night, the injury is not expected to be a serious long-term one. Tomorrow, the Bruins have Carolina in town. Puck drop is at 1. Thursday Night Football was a tough one for the Dolphins, who are coming off a win, 28-6, the final in the return of Lamar Jackson. He completed 18 of 23 passes for 204 yards and 4 touchdowns. Tonight, the Celtics are in Philly. They fell to the Sixers in the season opener, so we can wait and see if they can get a win tonight. No additions to the injury report. Tip is at 7. Mr. President, Celtics win tonight, lose tonight. What do you think?
I think the Celtics are going to win this one tonight.
Okay.
You know, this will be a game. It was a bounce back. It was a close game on the opening night, and they changed up their roster. I talked to Joe Mazzulla, myself personally, when I came into town. I said, Joe, here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do when it comes to getting the Celtics back to winning. Mm-hmm. I think my good buddy of mine, Wiggy, will be at the game Saturday against the Houston Rockets.
Wow.
So,
Your friend Wiggy is going to the game.
Yeah, I believe so. He is a huge, huge Celtics fan.
Mr. Trump, are you a big fan of Ime?
You know... I tend to talk about everybody, but you know, it's still early with Ime. We will find out. We'll find out when he comes back to Boston if he's going to say hello to anybody.
Okay.
Well, can the Blue Jays do it? Game 6 of the World Series is tonight with Toronto leading with a chance to win it. First pitch is at 8.
Very difficult game tonight.
Yes.
Because I tell you what, I've been a huge fan of this guy since he got into Major League Baseball. Yamamoto is going to be pitching his last 2 outings. This guy has went 9 innings.
Yes.
9 innings.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a very, very difficult game to beat him. I am a big fan of Yamamoto.
Well,
big fan.
Probably friends with the Japanese prime minister, I'm assuming.
Yes. If you don't know, I'm friends with everybody.
You are friends. I'm very close to all the world leaders.
Yes. They should thank me for having FIFA here in 20, I believe it's 2027. Could be 2028, but a lot of dates running through my head.
It's actually next year.
Yeah. Right. 2026.
Yes. Michelle Wu, if you keep talking badly about me, I will take FIFA from you.
You're going to take FIFA away.
Yes. I have that type of power. I don't know if you noticed that, but as your president, I can pretty much do what I want. You know. So, Nico, be careful what you say about my good friend Wiggy, because next time, you won't be so lucky, you might get a ticket.
Well, if you need any help on the roof for the new ballroom, Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420.
And who don't love Mario? I just might use him for the ballroom.
I love it. That is what's trending. We've got Robert Spillane coming up.
WEEI Afternoons, and as we do every Thursday, we're going to speak with Andrew Razor Raycroft. Let's go to the guest line, where Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Based on that intro, Razor, I feel like I have to ask you what your favorite kind of music is before we get into hockey. So what's Razor's playlist?
It wasn't Boys to Men, that's for sure. it was, you know, maybe a little more rock-ish. You know, no country. Never really a country guy. I got a lot of country. I grew up when I was a kid, so I think I pushed back on that. But Indiana, and my kids have me more to like the dance music now, a little EDM. I listen to that.
Oh
now.
Yeah, I like a little EDM,
Wow.
Do you listen to the Do you listen to the super heavy stuff when you hang out with Tuca?
No, I'm not that heavy. Like, I'm the middle guy. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind Metallica or Tool or something like that, but it's not really at the top of the list.
Okay, speaking of Tuca, I'm going in a different direction here. I'm watching the game the other night on the traditional broadcast, and they were, I think, promoting you guys on the alternate broadcast. You and Tuca were on there, and there was some little line that seemed a little snarky about, well, if you listen to the alternate broadcast, it's never the goalie's fault when goals go in or something like that.
Two goalies. What do you expect?
What was that all about?
Yeah, it's a shot. We us goalies are happy to take it, I guess. They were certainly giving it to us a little bit, but we're fair. We're more than happy to rip on a goalie if he gives a bad goal. But to the untrained eye, not all goals are equal.
Hey, real quick, I ran into Tuca one time a few years ago at a restaurant. He was standing outside a restaurant in the Seaport. Dressed to the nines, like just like, dude, is that guy like always dressed up like perfect? Everything, hair. He's wearing like a suit and this looked like it wasn't even a game night. Is that how he dresses all the time?
Yeah, he keeps it together. I mean, he's literally playing golf every single day. So really? If he's not in that suit, he's in his golf attire just in case. I think he just drives around Boston waiting for someone to invite him to play golf. I think that's basically how it works. He's America's guest, trust me.
Is he a good handicap? Is he a good player? He's a stick?
Yeah, he's competitive. He's definitely a single digit player, but he's more of a, you know, he loves when there's something on the line and he shows up at the, you know, in those respects.
On that front, real quick, before I get to my hockey question, Razor, I'd often heard goalies love golf and tennis. Are you a big fan or regular player of either?
Yeah, golfer for sure. I do. I played more tennis when I was a kid. I don't play as much now, but absolutely golf or tennis all day, every day over fishing or whatever other hobbies hockey players have.
Like it.
All right, so now here's my main question. How does a team lose 7-2 one night and then turn right around the next night and win 5-2? And is this the kind of roller coaster season that we just need to buckle up and expect from Marco Sturm's first year with the Bruins?
I think yes, you have to buckle up for it. I think as much as and for more than just the reason that it's the Boston Bruins, I think it's the National Hockey League because the Ottawa Senators, who smoked the Bruins 7-2, lost 6-3 in Chicago the next night and got absolutely ran out of the building by a Chicago Blackhawks team that the Boston Bruins beat earlier in the year. So I think right now it is the whole league's topsy-turvy. The league is essentially everybody 500. There's a couple of outliers at the top and the bottom, but you look at the Eastern Conference, it's everyone's 500. So I think they're just trying to figure out where the water level is and who's good, who isn't. And with just so many games, I know I talked to you guys last week about the amount of games everybody's playing early in the season. I think it's creating a little bit more inconsistency from team to team. Even the Islanders game from the Bruins, like, we're talking shift-to-shift inconsistency. It's not even game-to-game. It's literally every 5 minutes you're getting a different group. So I think that's here to stay for a little while, unfortunately, from the Bruins' point of view.
Can I raise it? You have a theory on why that is? I mean, in the NFL, everybody says because they don't practice in pads enough, so it's sloppy for the first, you know, month and a half. Is there a reason you think there's just inconsistency right now in the NHL?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think there's not enough practice time. I think the Bruins have had two full practices, you know, through 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks of the season. There's too many games. Just can't get a lot done. Can't really dig in. Science, sports medicine, they have to take one day off a week as well, guys. So if you play four games in the week, like this week, let's say they play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they have to take a day off somewhere in there as well. So you basically have 2 days. You can't go too hard because you're playing so many times. That's the big reason for it.
Razor, last week you taught me don't just blame the goalie, look elsewhere. So I'm looking elsewhere. And that caused me to start looking at Charlie McAvoy. And the more I looked, the less I liked. He's making a boatload of money. I believe he's the individual leader in minor penalties. I believe I saw a stat where he's on the ice for the most 5-on-5 goals among any defenseman in the NHL. How concerning right now is the way Charlie McAvoy is playing?
Well, it hasn't. Yeah, you're right. Those numbers are indicative of where he's at. I think he's struggled a little bit. His partner, Mason Lowrie, struggled as well. We talked last week with no Hampus Lindholm having more minutes. So the fact he's on the ice, just you're going to end up being on the ice for more goals if your team's okay, like the Bruins have been. All of those factors come together. I think with Lindholm back in the lineup, Charlie can focus on his game just a little bit more, be a little bit more physical. But there's no question to be a number one defenseman that Charlie is for this team, that the level has to go up for them to be successful more consistently.
Razor, here's one for you on someone that we don't usually talk about too often. Seeing as though he's one of the younger players that's made the roster and he's stuck in the lineup so far this season, what would you say is a reasonable ceiling for Fraser Mitton? And does his game compare to anyone that you've seen in Bruins past?
Does it compare? I mean, I think Charlie Coyle with maybe a little more offensive upside. I think that's a pretty good comparison at this point. I think you're seeing the other night he scores an empty net goal. He's on the ice in a 6-on-5 situation as a 21-year-old player. That means the coaching staff have confidence in him. They moved. What'll be interesting, it's happening again tonight, is they moved Morgan Geeky off of Pasternak's line the other night and put him with Fraser Minton and Tanner Janot. And they're going to keep that line together again tonight. I'm curious if that will allow Fraser to get a little more offensive and go in and get the puck and find Morgan Geeky, who is second in the National Hockey League in goals, just like that, with 8 on the season. And he's hot right now. So I think they move Geeky there to see if they can get a little more creativity out of that line. And it'll be interesting to see if Fraser can do that.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here with WEEI Afternoons. Razor, Korpisalo, back-to-back games here. What's that all about? I remember hearing early in the year Marco Sturm say he was going to go with his gut at times with the goalie, didn't have a real mapped-out plan. But should that pique my curiosity, that back-to-back games for Korpisalo here?
Yeah, absolutely. Peak away. I think when they talked about it, we're going to go with the guy who who's playing better or who has gives us the opportunity to win or whoever my gut tells me. And you go off of the two games, Jeremy Swayman by no means was the reason they lost, but you give up seven goals. You give up seven goals, and then the guy after you goes in and gets a big win on home ice against an Eastern Conference team, 2-on-36. He plays really well. Then you want to reward that. You want to reward that early in the season. You want to put that in place, not just for the goaltenders, but for the entire team. If we're going to be a team and put culture, then Marco Sturm needs to make decisions like that, and I think in this case it's the right one.
I certainly think you know Swayman better than I do. How does he react to something like that? If we're reading it that way, how does he react to this?
Well, it's okay to miss a couple, you know, to not get the one back to back, and I'm sure he sees it the same way. I gave up seven, he gave up two. Back again, and I'll get my work ready to go Saturday afternoon or next Tuesday. But again, it's not like we're not in a position where. Even if Korpisalo wins again tonight, they can't afford to rip him off 6-7 times in a row. So for Jeremy, it's a lot less than being healthy scratched, let's say. Or, you know, this is just kind of the rhythm of the NHL and the goaltending this year.
All right. So, Razor, I got my last question for you. It's just kind of based off of what you, my earlier question about just the, you know, the slow starts for some of these teams. I'm just curious. Has there ever been issues with the players' union and the NHL as far as games played? I mean, you look at – I've always said this. The NHL, the Stanley Cup, to me, is the hardest trophy to win in all of sports. Four rounds of best-of-seven series. Are you kidding me? And 82 games and no time to practice or really get better because of all the games you play. Has there ever been talk of – I don't know, changing the format, changing the shortening the season to, I don't know, make it easier on you guys? It just feels like physically it's so gosh darn demanding. Has there ever been talk of that?
Yeah, they have made it easy, Teddy, easier. Like, just the rule of having to have a day off. I mean, okay. When I was playing, if you're the backup goalie or the one of the extra players, you wouldn't have a day off for 35 days. I mean, you'd run an optional skate on the Sunday when everybody had the day off. They'd want to keep you at the rink. So they've given guys, they've made it a lot easier for the players. Now, the issue from a games point of view, or, you know, they're actually going to add two games next year. They're going to go to 84 and take it off the preseason.
Oh.
But that's mostly because, and the players are okay with that because the NHL is so gate-driven. We don't have the $100 billion TV deal that the NFL has. So much gate reliant, and when you're a 50-50 revenue partner in a salary cap league, you're okay with playing more games to bring in more revenue.
Before we let you go, Razor, are we getting to a win streak tonight?
Yeah, why not? Buffalo's playing good.
Oh, that
listen, you can tell. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this league, let alone with the Bruins. The Sabres again—they looked horrible 2 weeks ago when they came to Boston. The Bruins beat them, and they outshot them 17-2 in the first period. And they started 0-4, and now they've rattled off 4 of 6 games. So. I don't know. It's not like they're playing Carolina on Saturday. That's an uphill battle.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo's a team that they can certainly beat.
Is Buffalo considered one of the worst places to play? I mean, it just feels like they're perennially suck year in, year out. I mean, is there a reputation for Buffalo as like who wants to play there kind of thing?
They've really stunk. But if you're a family guy, it's kind of like Pittsburgh. Guys really like it there. The suburbs are nice. The Bills are like there's some nice areas.
Yeah.
You're close to Canada if you're from that area. Lots of people can visit. Of course, it's not major nightlife for like the younger guys, but there's a lot of guys that have stayed in Buffalo that played and have put down roots there. So it's a little sneaky. But to your point, they haven't made the playoffs in 16 years, so they do suck.
Yeah, and 7 feet of snow on occasion whenever you're looking for a lake effect storm. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Razor, appreciate the honesty, and we're going to hold you to that. We guaranteed that they would beat the Sabres tonight. Yeah, that's what I took from that answer.
Yep,
Yeah, I'm done. Hold me to it.
All right, we'll talk to you next
week.
See you,
man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
Right.
See ya.
That was Nesson analyst.
No reason we can't have fun with Razor. Absolutely. Even in a season. You know, you look at the
great.
You go. You look at the their. You know, their record. You go, okay, they're two games under 500. They're 5-7, and they're 4-3 at home. Yeah.
So and it's a weird start. Like, I was looking. Do you know the longest win streak in the NHL is 3 games right now? Three games. And I know you're only 11 games in for 10 game, whatever, but, like, no one's doing anything consistently.
But I think a lot of us were taking our cues from the players. They sounded dejected after some of these games.
Yes,
so
they
did. You're kind of like, if they're feeling that, then how do we not feel that way, right?
At least we know they the nice thing is, Ted, at least we know they care.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Bruins do play the Sabres tonight. They will have Korpisalo in net, and Razor says it's okay for that to pique my interest. We'll get back to that next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
It is a Bruins Thursday, and the voice of the Boston Bruins, Judd Surratt, is brought to you by Sports Etc. It is scary goalie season at Sports Etc. Now through Halloween, get up to 30% off all goalie equipment. Dead stop on October 31. Sports Etc., Boston's best hockey shop, 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. All good. Little challenge getting here, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Did Ken not tell you about the road construction and everything being shut down?
No,
and,
that's okay. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, my chopper was not available today for me to just kind of drop in.
Well, they're redoing the whole thing over here, and they're doing a fine job on it, but it's inconvenient. So I'm glad you finally made it in. And, I mean, interesting week for the Bruins. I was there Saturday. I think I brought them good luck. No Hillman jinx. They beat a really good hockey team, and then you go to Edmonton, all of you, and you are atrocious, and you get blown out, and then you come back and beat the Islanders. So What is this team from your perspective now here?
I think we're still trying to find that out. You know, the sample size is getting a little bit bigger, so now they've played 12 games. You know, and if you look across the 12 games, you mentioned the game in Ottawa. That's the one game where the Bruins were not competitive, and it was almost a flashback to the season before. And the way that the first period started against the Islanders, you're down 2-0 in the first 5 minutes, so now you start to think, okay, what do we have here? And they were able to bounce back and score 5 unanswered goals. So I think, you know, Greg, in answer to your question, I think that they're a team that's still trying to find its identity, which is how to play hard defensively and being that hard out. We had the GM Don Sweeney on the other day, and, you know, one of the things that he talked about is they're still, as a team, having problems with the system that Marco Sturm is putting in place. You know, and at this point, I think he feels like the onus is on the players, both individually and collectively, to be able to pick that up. So let's see how they respond. Can the Bruins finish this month of October with a couple of wins against the Sabres? You're going to see Carolina here on Saturday afternoon. That would move you back to 500 and still keep you in the mix.
The rumors about Pavel Zacha, the Canucks there are have interest in him. I know the Bruins have come out and said that they see Pavel as a long-term guy here. Where do you fall on that?
Pavel Zacha is a really valuable player. He's a top six forward who can play center and wing. He can check. He's skilled. He can play on both your special teams units. He's going to generate a lot of attention around the National Hockey League and provide a lot of value. I think the team that, listen, Elliot Friedman is one of the most respected guys in our business, and the name that he connected it to was the Vancouver Canucks, and apparently these conversations have been taking place since last summer. Listen, most of these general managers, they're talking about all sorts of players with all sorts of teams. Jimmy Rutherford, just as a sidebar, he's been around for a long time, Hall of Fame general manager in the National Hockey League. He's typically a guy that likes to strike fast rather than just before the trade deadline. So I'm sure that there have been some conversations about Pavel Zacha, but he's a really valuable piece for the Bruins. And if you want to be a competitive team in the East, you probably got to hold on to him.
When you say, like, they are not getting Marco's system, like, what are they, I don't get, like, what are they not figuring out with it? Like, you know, what is it that they're not able to get what he wants them to do?
Well, I think the word that Donnie Sweeney brought up was overcompensation. And maybe you've seen this when, you know, when you were playing in the NFL, that I think that too often there would be one mistake and then it gets compounded by two more mistakes. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's out of position. Had a conversation with Morgan Geeky before the game in Ottawa, and he said, you know, if you look at the film, and this was before the Colorado game, if you look at the video, part of the problem is we will leave good ice, the front of the net, protecting the house, to go check the bad ice. And there are too many people who are trying, I think, to cover up for mistakes that maybe one other guy would make. And then it just starts to compound itself. So that's the issue. That's what they're trying to nail down.
Because I think, like, from watching it, so that's the thing that I've noticed in some of these games is there's a lot of guys free in front of the net. And, you know, there's nobody. Before, we used to talk about defensemen clearing those guys out from front of the net. But it seems like there's a lot of guys in front of Swayman or even Korpisalo. And we tend to be like, well, why didn't the goalie make that stop? Well, if there's nobody, if there's nobody trying to clear a guy out in front, I feel like you're seeing a lot of screen goals.
Well, I think, you know, the problem is if you look across the first 12 games, and I don't have the analytics in front of me, that so there's the stat is high danger chances. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Bruins, depending on who you look at and when, they're near the top of that. So that's why I think that you see the goalies' numbers the way they are. Look at Jonas Korpisalo's performance the other night. Number one star, he had to be. They were giving up some wide-open chances. Yes, they rallied from two down in order to win, but those are the chances that you have to cut down.
He was on that breakaway, like back-to-back shots on, you know, stopped the shot and stopped a rebound. He's been great. Like, he has been great.
He's been really good.
But the defense is not helping.
No. You know, in the game that you went to against Colorado, who was the number one star in the game? Jeremy Swayman. I think that that's part of the issue here early on. Listen, the goalies have done their part. But I think that the issues are not in net. They're in front of what's happening in net. Your goalie can't be the number one star every single night. So hopefully they're able to start to pick that up and get a little bit of traction with their system. You know, go back to the game that you mentioned against the Colorado Avalanche. Mm-hmm. Avs open the scoring, 1-0. And now you're thinking, uh-oh. And the first 14 minutes of that game, they were dominant. The Bruins had an awfully hard time. Even when they got the puck, they couldn't do anything with it, going tape to tape to break out of their own zone. That's another problem that we should probably get to. But you know, I think for the Bruins, if they can start to tighten up a little bit more defensively, they'll have the puck more. If they can break out more, they're going to spend less time in their own zone, stay out of the box. They're taking still too many penalties. It'll help this team.
Is Charlie McAvoy the guy?
I do.
Like you think he is. You're paying him $9.5 million or whatever you're paying him. Is he the guy?
I do. You know, I think that the challenge is a little bit different for him this year, and this is another thing that that Brick and I had a chance to talk with Donnie Sweeney about. So it's a different challenge here. You know, we've talked about the leadership with this team. So now you have guys and David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, some of the other guys that you've signed long-term, Jeremy Swayman. Now you're asking these guys to lead from the front where maybe they haven't had to do that as much in the past, and they have to make sure that they're on top of their game. And that's a balancing act.
But going back to what you said about Marco Sturm and them not just being able to grasp, I guess, his game plan for them yet, isn't that more on the players, though? Like, don't you need a player in that dressing room to stand up and be that leader? Like, I think Patrice Bergeron was that for so long, and whether it was Bruce Cassidy or other coaches said they didn't really have to do a lot of the coaching because Patrice would handle it.
No, you know, the one caveat I will add to that, though, Courtney, is, and this is where Marco Sturm said I need to be a little bit more patient, that a lot of these guys, whether it's Charlie McAvoy, David Pastrnak, two leaders in that room, we're playing a different system. These guys have never seen another system. And it's not that dramatically different from what the Bruins had played in the past. So very simply, from the top of the circles to the blue line, man on man. From the top of the circles down, layered system, exactly the way that the Bruins had played in the past. There is some nuance to it, and they're having a hard time picking it up. And I think for some of these guys who've never played anything different, it's taken a couple of games.
John, has there been, in the conversations you have with Don Sweeney, is there any sort of regret for how he may have misread the market with Marchand?
I've never had that conversation with him. You know, and when you say that, like, as far as where do you think the market was or how he wanted to play it?
I believe that they were nowhere near each other when there was a negotiation prior to trading him. Like, I think that Brad has signaled the desire to play 5-6 more years, and I think they were probably looking at, you know, a 2-3 bridge with him to, you know, maintain the captain and get the next generation. And just seeing how he performed and where he is, it just seems like if this is the Patriots or the Celtics or the Red Sox GM, they are never living that down.
Well, I think that they understood the market in the sense that I think they understood that Marchand valued himself at a certain level as far as dollars. I think they got to the years, but it's the dollars they just couldn't come to an agreement on.
So do you think that Sweeney was surprised by how he performed with the Panthers?
No, I don't believe that at all. I think if there's one guy that Donnie Sweeney understands how good he is and how valuable he is, it's a guy in Brad Marchand. You know, and even, you know, listening to Marshy's comments after he left, you know, I think the way I interpret it is he could understand where Donnie Sweeney and the Bruins are in the organization and what they needed to do moving forward. So I don't know that he sensed that there was he mismanaged the market, because there's always going to be a team out there that's going to pay a lot of dollars. Like, for a guy like Brad Marchand,
that team just happens to win cup after cup after cup, by the way.
Well, let's take the Utah Mammoth, since we were out there earlier this season. I think that they were a team that definitely wanted to spend the money to bring a guy like Brad Marchand in. Mm-hmm. Would Brad Marchand go to the Utah Mammoth, you know, for the position that the organization is in?
Well,
no,
Shime
not
loves,
necessarily.
Shime loves their mascot.
Tucks Cup, right?
He's awesome.
See, I thought it was the...
That's a win, by the way, out there. That's going to be a great franchise.
Hey, Wiggy, did you ask Tyra Banks about the Mammoth?
No. Okay. John, I thought it was the years, the money that was more of the issue. Like, the Bruins were like, all right, we'll give you the money, but we don't want to give you the 6 years, right? I thought that's kind of...
No, I think it was the money, because he brought up... Didn't he bring up 6.5?
I thought it was seven at one point.
So the Bruins offered a pay raise.
It was 6-7.
You know, they're on the market. You know, they're on record saying that they offered him a pay raise. I think what Florida did was they spread out the money because, all right, the National Hockey League is a hard cap system. You have to be able to manage your team under the cap. There are certain dates where you have to be compliant under the cap. You know, and now, you know, far down the road in the playoffs, it's different. There will be a salary cap in the playoffs with the new collective bargaining agreement. So you can't go over and above and beyond the way some teams have done in the past, whether it's Patrick Kane or Nikita Kucherov, who are on IR, came off and played. So it's a little bit harder for these general managers. So let's say you had a player make, you know, across a 3-year term paying $10 million. All right, well, it's a hard cap. That's going to impact what your roster is going to look like versus a guy who might be making three at seven. Hopefully that makes sense. But I think Marchand had a number as far as salary that he wanted to earn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily think that he had a 6-year deal in mind. I don't think anybody did around the National Hockey League. The Bruins were obviously willing to meet him at three, but it's the dollar figure that I think that was the sticking point.
Hmm.
All right, Sabres tonight.
Yes. Second time. They haven't won a game on the road. Bruins had a good performance against them in the first outing. Sabres a little bit healthier maybe than the Bruins saw them last. You know, I think one of the things that we're going to have to watch is, okay, does Mason Lowry come back into the lineup after being a healthy scratch? Hopefully Hampus Lindholm is a guy that gains some traction. What are the combinations up front? Because Marco Sturm kind of juggled him around here in the last couple of games.
Nice to see your predecessor there with a huge round of applause on Saturday. And Jack looks like he's doing well.
Yeah, you know, actually had a chance to catch up with him. He actually was at the game. I'm all lost on what day is today, but
today's Thursday.
Thank you.
Saturday
game
was
day,
when,
baby.
Saturday was when he stood up in the box.
Yes, well, he was actually at the game also on Tuesday, Greg. So we had a chance to catch up. He's doing well.
I thought it was
well.
Weird in the box. He had his full lineup card done, which I thought was. I mean, it's not.
He held up the three tablets. That's actually not easy. That's not easy to do.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing really well. You know, I don't think there's been any change necessarily with his speech.
Mm-hmm.
But his health, he was in a great mood. It was great to see him, great to catch up.
Is it concerning that he got the loudest round of applause the entire hockey game for the Boston Bruins? Is that any concern?
No. He earned it. Listen, okay. He was there for 19 years. Yes, he set did. A standard.
Yes, he did. All right, great to see you, Judd. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great to see you.
All
guys.
Right, we will be right back.
Was that a Bruins goalie being spectacular?
Season high 33 saves, Andy.
Woo! Wow. You shot 33 pucks at Swayman. Ooh, how many goals would that be?
A lot.
Take the over.
Good Lord. But the Boston Bruins go down 2-0 on my ride home, which elicited a text from me to Dan Ball that said, toast. You get blown out 7-2, and then you go down 2-0 immediately. This team is toast. And yet, they weren't toast. In fact, they came back to win. They played a good, solid hockey game. Now, I'm not sure what kind of foundational type game this was, whether this is an aberrational moment in their slow development. And I will say I liked my guy, Marco Sturm, a little bit more post-game. I'm starting to realize Marco Sturm is a lot better to listen to after wins than losses. He's got a little bit of Andy to him in that he is definitely emotional. Like, he gets too high on the highs and too lows on the lows. And probably the good thing is I just talk on the radio. He actually he leads a dressing room full of men at a professional sports level. He might want to try to even that keel out a little bit, Fitzy.
I don't mind a coach that rides the wave. I don't mind a coach that has high highs and low lows like that. Like, especially in a sport like hockey. Yeah, sure. They have to play 82 of them and you got to bounce back on a Tuesday night after a crush of a loss on a Monday. I don't mind that in the least bit from him. As a matter of fact, I feel like that's the kind of guy people would respond to more than somebody who's just like an emotional flatline, you know, behind the glass.
Dan Ball, I don't want to say I'm worried about myself, but I find myself diving deeper into hockey stats and analytics lately.
Really? Oh, yeah. God, you caught the Dan Ball sickness. Why?
A little bit. Well, it's to be honestly, It's to be better prepared when somebody like Razor throws something at me on a Thursday afternoon, to be ready to maybe have a retort and not just accept his expected goals above expected blah, blah, blah crap that he's slinging.
So, but what does it mean, Razor? No, it means he's really good. Look, Allmark's bad. It means he's really good.
And apparently last night on the secondary broadcast on Nesson, it was Razor and Tuca doing the alternate broadcast. And the main broadcast made a little bit of a reference to, if you listen to the other broadcast, it's not the goalie's fault. It's never the goalie's fault. And I think it was mostly a joke, but you know what they say.
Yeah. Was it a tone issue? A
little bit of truth in every joke there.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm.
But so I stumbled upon something today. I think it was from Fluto, maybe, on The Athletic. Charlie McAvoy, who we've been talking a lot about. You know, he kind of, I actually think, benefits from Swayman in that Swayman is seen as the most overpaid, overrated member of the Boston Bruins, when Charlie McAvoy might be in consideration for that that award.
Yeah.
Did you know McAvoy has been on the ice for 14 5-on-5 goals against this season?
Where does that rank in the NHL, Andy?
That is the most among any NHL defenseman. 14 5-on-5 goals, and he's been on the ice for him, the worst of any defenseman in hockey.
So you want a reason, another reason to appreciate your guy, Marco Sturm?
Sure.
He made what was a lineup decision that I think a lot of people wouldn't have expected, but ended up working wonders. He benched Mason Lorai.
Who, I saw that,
if,
yes.
If you remember, led the league in the worst plus-minus a season ago.
Yep.
He has been McAvoy's partner pretty consistently since he got into the league. Benches him, changes the pairings around, and McAvoy has one of his better games of the season. So I think it's fair to say that McAvoy cannot carry one of his defense pairings. He needs another defender that can kind of help him out and allow him to take those risks. But it was a move that really worked, and you saw the benefits from that.
Just like Chris Carter said, always got to have a fall guy.
Right.
Well, you know, I might think that if you're paying a guy, and I forgot where his salary grew to, one day we were like
$9.5 million. No, it's an overpay. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying you got to deal with what you got at this point.
I feel like if he's making $9.5 million, he should make the guy next to him better, not be like, that guy's not very good. Getting out of here. I need some more help. Like, no, we pay you $9.5 million to be really good.
Not wrong.
So maybe that is part of it. But I thought that was an important win last night, because this felt a little bit like circling the drains, as our friends at John Sewer would say, that this season was spiraling very early out of control. You had been starting to focus on Penn State hockey. You'd been starting to focus on, like, Tankathon. They're in the three spot. They could get the best top three pick, whatever.
I promise you I wasn't alone, but I will take the brunt of that for the show. Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm not saying you were alone, but you were our representative in that lane.
Tank Commander Dan Ball. Reporting for duty here on Afternoons.
And this was a game where you're like, okay, maybe we need to cliche pump the brakes a little bit on just how bad this team is. And I will also say, if we're going to talk forever about, and Jaylen Brown has been leading the charge, you know, it's early and it's going to take a while. We got to figure things out. And that whole, don't we have to say the same thing about the Bruins with a new coach and new systems and new thing? Like, I think Fitzy, there's two teams here. Now, mm-hmm. We can believe one has the potential to be better than the other. That's fine. But early in the season, don't we have to afford both of them the opportunity to just kind of figure out what their new identity is going to be?
No, we got to tell them to play better now. Otherwise, we're going to talk about them in a negative capacity.
Of course we do. But the thing is, we parrot their company line of preaching patience and giving them time to evolve and figure out who they are. And then people jump down their throats with, well, you had all offseason for that, and I don't want to hear that because I'm paying top dollar, and you know, you guys should have already gotten this together. This is pro sports, not a developmental league, which I understand, but you've got two teams with massive, I won't say chemistry issues, but that are chemistry experiments in the Celtics and the Bruins. Personally, I think the Celtics will figure it out faster just because they have slightly more established stars. But if these Bruins are a 500 team the remainder of the season or therein, wouldn't you consider this a step in the right direction and a successful experiment?
Yeah, it'll be a middling year. And a 500 team, at least you were competitive. And they do fight. You know, that's another example last night where you go down 2-0 and you could pack it in and suck and just sulk. You fight back. You get a win. Now, big picture, what does it earn you to be a mediocre team in the middle of the standings? I don't know. Would you be better off tanking as Dan Ball wants to and going down that road? Maybe. We'll see. But we'll get back to the Bruins a little bit later. But, yes, we're paying attention. Yes, you got a victory. And, yes, you took my money because at 3-2 Bruins, Dan Ball told me, you got to like the Islanders money line here. And I go, okay, I've had a couple app open bet Islanders money line and – it was another donation.
You lost the bet, and I still think it's a great bet. That's how confident I was.
I do too, Dan Ball. That's why
I continue. City won.
I'll listen to you, Dan Ball, any day. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to the Patriots trade deadline or the Boston Bruins getting a much-needed victory. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. That means it's time for our three-point stances. And I'm going to give you the classic Aaron Rodgers. Relax. Just relax about one of the teams in the city of Boston. That's my three-point stance up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.